Hey, it's Randy Miles on the phone with Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Manta, today we're going to talk about those fees that we pay. And the reason why we pay them is a thing called spending leaks. Can we talk about that today?
Sure. What a spending leak is a uncontrolled expenditure of resources in your budget. So if your question is, where does the money go, and you don't have a good answer for that, then you probably have a spending leak. Now, you can get spending leaks for a variety of reasons, both personal and economic. We encourage people to go to our website at moneysmartlife.org. We have a blog post there that goes into more detail on this. But one of the spending leaks that people have that you can plug it, and once you plug it, it stays plugged, and that's to stop paying fees.
Yes.
If you don't pay fees, your cash flow will increase, as well as your sense of financial well-being will increase. And you'll have more disposable income. So there are a lot of pluses for doing this. Now, like anything, this requires a behavior change.
Yes.
So let's talk about the strategies and what they are. First of all, let's understand that fees are not interest. We're not talking about interest you pay on money that you borrow. These are fees. And the first fee that you don't have to ever pay again is a late fee.
Mm-hmm.
And late fees are, you know, when you pay your cable bill late, your rent late, your mortgage late, your utility bill. So those fees add up. The key there is get yourself under control, get the bill on time before the late fee is due, and then keep it that way. The second fee you never have to pay are parking and traffic tickets and civil fines. Now, the easiest way to stop paying those fees is don't break the law, right? If you don't speed, it's kind of hard to get a speeding ticket. Once again, we talk about in the blog post, even if you do obey the law and get jammed up with a ticket, we give you a strategy on how to deal with that. Stop paying overdue rental fees.
Yeah.
You know, late for getting returns back, cars, videos, the library, whatever. The fourth one is bank fees. Now, this one is hard because banks make it their business to charge people fees. That's how they generate revenue. But there's some strategies we lay out in the blog post at moneysmartlife.org that can help you eliminate bank and ATM fees. And the final one is convenience fees. Are you paying convenience fees for tickets or meal delivery or those kind of things? So once again, we talk about that. Now, the key to this strategy is what we call a quality decision. Make a quality decision that you will not pay fees anymore. And what a quality decision is a decision from which there is no retreat. So once you make up your mind you're not going to pay fees, then go about looking through ways to stop paying fees, and it will increase your cash flow and your disposable income.
It certainly will. And again, you can find that information on your website, which is moneysmartlife.org. I just got finished reading the article, and it's really, really good. And also on the Facebook page, the same way.
Absolutely. And listen, we encourage the people that go to the blog to share it, to comment, give us some feedback. We'll be glad to respond to it. Listen, when I cut the fees out of my life, I ended up with like $30 more a month. Now, if you're living paycheck to paycheck or just getting by, $30 is a tank of gas.
Really? Seriously?
Right. So you don't have to struggle to find that last tank of gas before payday. If you stop paying those late fees, that money will stay in your account.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Manta.
Thank you.